The king and queen, meanwhile, had looked around in time to see the princess turn aside and had hurried back along the corridor to catch her. They rushed to the doorway when they saw her enter, but were too late to stop what happened before their horrified eyes. Crying, the queen fell to her knees beside the princess, rubbing her hands and calling her name. The king carried her to her room, where they tried drops of cool water and patting her cheeks, but she was unmoving, her face white and still. "Where is that fairy now who promised to help us?" he cried in anger and despair.